Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room, read about her private sessions, and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now, Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, tells the story of the centurion of Rome who is assigned to guard the crucified Jesus. But while watching Jesus, Longinus stabs him in the ribs with his spear, thus ensuring Christ's death. It's a simple act, but one that changes his life forever. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, follows the centurion's life from his love for the prostitute Irina to his mystical studies with the Druids of Gaul. But it also reveals Longinus's profound spiritual awakening through his druidic studies and the spear that speaks to him with the voice of Christ. Visit youtube.com/purplehazepress to watch the amazing trailer for this stunning novel. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, is available through purplehazepress.com.
The loss of an animal companion can be a painful and lonely experience. If you're grieving the death of a beloved pet, www.beloved-pets.co.uk can offer you a therapeutic and dignified way to create your own personal memorial for your beloved pet. At Beloved Pets, there is also a community of others to share your memories with and to receive the comfort and support that only another grieving pet owner can understand. Beloved Pets is where you honor your animal companion with your personalized memorial and celebrate the unconditional love that never dies. That's www.beloved-pets.co.uk.
Welcome to Messages of Empowerment with Linda and Abraham. This is Linda Drake, and I am honored to work as a channel for the Abraham Group. We will be sharing guidance and support to help you create the life you desire. Visit our website, lindadrakeconsulting.com.
Welcome back to our show. This is Linda, and I am here with the Group Consciousness of Abraham. It's always our pleasure to be with you. Thank you for opening your hearts and minds to receive Abraham's divine guidance for your life. Each time they talk, I always feel that they're talking directly to me, focused on addressing the current challenges of my life. Yet I hear the same thoughts from many of you when you listen to their messages. Isn't it wonderful to know that such amazing teachers understand our struggles and want to help us? I'm just so very thankful that God loved humanity so much that he sent them to us. Our synchronized need for their messages confirms to me that we're all on the same human journey, all experiencing the same challenges just presented in different ways, and the intensity of our experiences may determine how far along we are in our lessons and in the advancement of our soul's journey. But Abraham explains to me that we're all here for the human experience of learning to release the darkness of pain and negativity created from judgment and to embrace the compassion of love and light for our life. I know I definitely need it. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for humanity to complete our transformation to that awareness. I remember in a near-death experience that I was blessed with, of getting to go to heaven and to feel the bliss. And I yearn to return, but Spirit tells me that I have work to do on myself and as a healer for others. I've been taught by Spirit that I must first begin this transformation of thoughts and actions within my life so that I might have the ability to see the light and the potential within others. It's not just my judgment of their need to change, but their awareness of their journey and the possibility of their enlightenment. Who am I to think that just because of the opportunities I've been given and the work that I've chosen to do, that I am so much more advanced on my journey or enlightenment than others? I could not possibly know what they are here to learn or to teach me. Someone around you may be highly evolved spirit that is here to teach you or present you with a lesson to learn from, yet you may be judging them as being totally unaware of spiritual enlightenment, thinking that they're just really missing out. But they're not. Maybe they have been here and achieved before, and maybe they've been here before and they've achieved the knowledge in a previous lifetime, all the knowledge that they needed about their journey. And maybe they're just here to help you with your experience. If you have discovered and nurtured the energy of love and light within your life, it may be your responsibility to teach others about the possibility of having this amazing energy within their life. But this isn't certainly not demonstrated through negative judgment, but demonstrated through the example of how you live your life. What example of love and light do you set through your thoughts, your words, and your actions? You cannot change others based on your determination of what you think is best for them. I've tried that many times. It doesn't work. You can only change yourself. That changes the energy of the situation. I've also found that prayer is also very helpful. And, you know, I've learned to go to prayer first, and then I start working out the situation. But I find so much joy in watching people as their lives begin to change. That's why I'm the healer that I am, because I get so much from it. I see the love and the light of God begin to project through them, bringing blessings to their life and to the lives of those around them. Everything begins changing. We think we're so small and powerless in the whole scheme of things, but this is so wrong. That perception is so limited. We're each a part of God, and God is all-powerful. He's able to create anything He desires. So why shouldn't we be that powerful? Why can't we learn from God's example for us? I'd love to take the credit for what I just shared with you, but, and that'd make me sound really, really smart, wouldn't it? But I'm just passing what and Abraham have taught me. I am so blessed to learn through the work that I do and all the lessons they've presented me with in my life, the direction they've given me. And I thank both Spirit, Abraham, and my guides that support me in this journey. Because if I didn't listen to them, my journey would be a lot more difficult than it is, because I've been there and I've done that. And it's really hard to do it without the guidance of our spiritual support group. And I admit that it was a hard lesson that I still struggle with in giving over, you know, my free will to allowing myself to receive these messages. But it has just created such a more powerful life for me when I learned that I was able to create what I desired. And I need a lot of guidance for that. But when I start setting the intent for what I want and being clear on what I'm creating, sometimes only when you write it down and look at it are you really clear on what you want. Because we think we want a lot of things, but those things really aren't important to us. So when you write it down and make a list of what you want, you become much more focused on the positive aspects of life. And then the negativity falls away, and it no longer has any importance to you, or at least it doesn't to my life. And I think if you'd try it, you'd find the same thing in your life. I now understand that to change the consciousness of humanity, I must first change my consciousness. In my daily prayers, I always make time to pray for humanity, as Abraham teaches that we are all of one energy. I pray that each of us be held in the love and light of God, and to understand our worthiness to live in that light and be blessed by that light daily. I pray that we are each guided to make decisions based on the highest good of all, not just what's good for me, but the highest good of all. I pray for humanity's enlightenment in projecting our positive thoughts and intentions wisely, with the purpose of creating a world of peace, hope, and love. If we have that in our world, everything is in balance. The negativity no longer has any power over us. And we stay focused for our highest good. And Spirit guided me to add these words to my prayers, and I hope you might consider setting the intent with your prayers. Because you're going to find that whatever you focus on, you create in life. Whether it's just in the very small aspects of your life or the grandeur of the world, you are powerful with your thoughts. Our world is full of darkness, and if we choose to focus on it, it becomes huge for us. We have the power within us to overcome any darkness that might invade our life and our world. But there's no reason for fear, as it only distracts you from your life of empowerment. Set the intent for what you desire and begin making that happen for your life. Abraham is going to be talking about setting the intent for your life in one of our future shows, so I hope you'll join us for that one. But it is so very, very powerful when we focus on what we desire. We choose to focus on the light within our life, and the negativity falls away. I'm all excited because I want to share with you an experience that I had just this morning. And I must admit, my life is full of unusual experiences, things that most people would really see as weird, but I've come to enjoy the spiritual adventures that they present to me, because I know that this is part of my life purpose. It may not be for everybody, but I am so blessed to be living my purpose every day. Okay, but back to this morning's experience. I typically begin my morning ritual very early, around 4 or 5 starting, and I start doing Reiki energy, healing on and clearing of myself, and then I proceed to my prayer list, which can sometimes be very long, and then I continue by sending long-distance healing to anyone we've scheduled, so it's a full morning even before I get dressed. I'm still running around in my PJs doing God's work. But before any of that begins, I also enjoy spending time with Spirit and Abraham as they direct and present guidance for my life. I need that every day. I need that time with them. Even though sometimes they're yanking me into the reality of any negative challenges that I'm creating for my life, I still want it and need it for my life. And I just love to feel the energy of my angels as they gather to hear the messages that Spirit and Abraham present to me. But this morning was so beautiful that I just sat in awe as the room filled with the most beautiful light of Spirit. It was iridescent, and the message that Abraham shared, it just touched my heart. It was so wonderful that when Abraham finished, I asked Abraham if they could share that same message with you today. I'm sure that was probably their intent all along, and they were just giving me a preview, but I just thought, everybody needs to hear this. Okay, they're saying they're ready, so I'll get out of their way and let them begin. I am Abraham, and we come to you with love. As servants of God, the enlightenment of your consciousness is our purpose. God is the creator and source of all love. God's love holds the balance of both mother and father in the creation of your soul. Each soul was created as a part of God, to expand God's energy and God's awareness. God expresses a whole and complete love for you, as you are each a child of God, created in all of the glory of God. His love for you is beyond the limitation of human language or awareness. There are no words that fully describe the type of love that He holds for you. God understands that in the limitation of your human experience, your consciousness is unable to fully comprehend the immensity of His compassion for you. Only when you stand by His side are you able to fully experience that love. He loves you as He loves Himself, unconditionally. Just as you grieve the loss of a loved one from your life, God has an understanding and compassion for your pain. You share the same ability to love and the sensation of love that God does, as you are God. It is the darkness that God does not share with you. He observes your experience, knowing that the darkness is part of the lesson you must learn from. Yet He too learns from your lesson. There is no judgment in the heart of God. It is only pure white light. He desires this same purity of heart for each of you. But this is something that must be learned through your conscious choices. Judgment is of the darkness. Yet it is an experience each soul must encounter to find the light within themselves. We spoke of this earlier. God does not choose these lessons for you. Your higher self designs your journey for the advancement of your soul. Yet God is there as a strength and a support for your journey. Each lifetime involves the resolution of the energy of karma from previous lifetimes. And this is God's mercy, that you are not forever burdened with the negative actions of the past when your soul was less enlightened. Even the angels created by God are not valued in the same way that God loves each of His children. These angels are the energy beings that God works through, the hands of God observing and supporting your soul's journey through the human experience of life. The soul does not exist without the life force energy of God. When the physical body dies, the soul returns to God to reconnect with this life force energy. The energy is generated through the love of God. The purpose of your human journey through each lifetime is to experience the different aspects of love, enabling your soul to fully understand the completeness of God's love without judgment. As the human consciousness evolves, the consciousness of God evolves. God's plan for humanity continually changes as He realizes a greater opportunity for the enhancement of the soul's journey. There is always hope within God for humanity and those of other planets also, as they are each souls that God has created, each a part of Him, wherever they choose to have their soul experiences. God fully understands the soul's full potential is limitless. And through advanced awareness, the soul begins to understand this also. God's consciousness of unconditional love allows Him to perceive humanity as flawless. This is because God understands the purpose of all experiences, both positive and negative. If we understood that this was part of our growth and expansion of our consciousness, we would not struggle with these experiences as much in the physical form. He understands the agreement between souls for the advancement of each soul awareness, and how souls weave their lives together because of their support of God's higher purpose. We experience lives, human lives, not all aspects of us, but we experience lives in physical body. So we understand what it is you struggle with. We may not have had the teacher that you are being provided with through us, but we do understand your experiences, and we do have knowledge to help you on your journey. God awaits this same awareness in humanity as our consciousness evolves to embrace only that of the light. We bring only that of the light to you, and we ask that you too open up your consciousness to hold only that of the light. God has provided the opportunity of your soul's advancement through the human experience of relationships. Life is not God's punishment for His children. It is through God's love that you are allowed to create the greatest opportunities for growth. When you suffer, God also suffers, as you are a part of God. God desires that you understand that you all are all of one consciousness, each having different experiences at different levels of growth. When you are hurtful to others, you are hurting yourself, as there is no separation in the eyes of God. We ask that you become the lantern that holds the love of God and projects that light through your actions and your choices, projecting that light into the lives of others, so that you may have the opportunity of feeling God's love through you. Become God's light. Practice living in that light daily. Enjoy the love of God by loving yourself, by creating blessings in the way you treat others. If you have made the choice of focusing on the darkness of your life experiences, the darkness will expand to create the illusion that you are blinded from the light, that there is a separation between you and the light. You may feel abandonment and fear abandonment by God. You may even focus on God's judgment of you. Yet this is false. This is not the truth. It is your choice. But to live in that light, you must trust that the love and light of God's support for your life is always there. The switch is within you. That is how powerful you are to create whatever perception you desire to see. It is your choice as to what your intent for life will be. I am Abraham. Oh, I think you will agree that that was a very powerful message. And you can understand why I wanted to share, to make sure that it was shared with you. I didn't want the message just to be held within my heart and my consciousness. I wanted everybody to hear it. I know that they have more to say, but it's hard for me to hold such a powerful energy for long periods of time. So they are giving me a short recovery period in which my energy can balance. I can get a drink. Yet, I'm so honored to be a part of their work. You can see how very powerful Abraham's messages are and why I get so excited about them. They share their messages through our books, our monthly newsletters, their workshops and lectures that we travel around the country doing. We even offer private sessions over the phone and in person, well, as my schedule allows. As you can imagine, I stay pretty busy trying to keep up with their work. But you can go to our website, lindadrakeconsulting.com, to read about our two books, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal and The Secret Pathway to Healing. Both books can be ordered through our website and through Amazon.com. Reaching Through the Veil is even available on Kindle for those of you that love your e-readers. Whew. I'm buzzing all over. I'm often asked how the channeling thing works between Abraham and myself, as this is a mystery to most of you, but you do it also, and just in different ways with different beings. Their energy and consciousness is very strong, and so it took some time for them, of them working with me, before we could integrate our energies so that they could speak through me. Okay. The truth is, a lot of it was just my trust that caused the problem, and it was all new to me at the time. So I had a problem with somebody stepping in and talking through me. I had a pretty loud voice of my own and a control issue of my own. So we had a challenge with that. But we've now been doing this for over 13 years, and I've gotten pretty good at the channeling. It's just sometimes their energy is hard to hold. And sometimes we share the body and the voice as we go back and forth with each of us speaking, and that's usually how my private sessions are done, or when I'm working on a show and I'm answering questions for the call-ins. That's how we work together. And then sometimes I may hear their comments and relay them to you. And then sometimes it is purely Abraham's consciousness that speaks through my voice. That's what they've been doing, and we'll continue in a little bit. But at this time, their energy is so powerful that my spirit and consciousness, when they're coming through in that way, my spirit and consciousness has to step out of body. And then I just get to observe as they speak. So I'm just like you. I'm one of the listeners. Oh, okay. Well, Abraham says, I've had my time of rebalance, and they're ready to resume their guidance. As you can see, they like to stay on schedule. So here we go. I am Abraham. I again greet you. We observe that you desire love in your life. May we provide you at this time with a greater understanding of love in a personal relationship. This desire for love is understandable, as you are a part of God. It was through the unconditional love of God that your soul was created. The need for love is held deep within all souls, yet it is the human experience that provides you with the opportunity to experience relationships. We refer to both the relationship with self, in which you learn to demonstrate a self-love of value and support for your needs, and the relationship in which you experience your issues. Relationships with others, whether it be relationships between the child and the parent, or relationships of partners, relationships of siblings or co-workers, are friendships that carry you through life. These are all relationships in which you have the opportunity of experiencing your chosen issues. Issues are the things that present challenges to your life. But it is only through these relationships that you are allowed to grow the most. This provides advancement of the soul. On other planets, your soul exists on other planets. Maybe before coming to this planet. Or maybe at the same time, an aspect of your soul is existing here. It exists on other planets. But it's only through your experiences here on this planet that the greatest advancement for your soul is provided. It is where your soul is challenged to expand its beliefs, expand its truth, expand its awareness. You each desire to be loved, whether you acknowledge the need or not. And when you meet that person whom you believe to be that special person, it feels like magic. We understand. As I said, we have walked your journey before. You often experience the chemical reaction that makes your heart race at the very thought of that person. Your body triggers it. Your emotions trigger it. You may think to yourself that this must be love because I am so uncontrollably attracted to this person and I feel so very good when I am with them. I am sure you will understand that these are powerful feelings. And they are feelings that many of you base your initial definitions of love on. Yet they are not always to be trusted. Many times, you may go into a relationship full force, and that relationship becomes an obsession for you before you have even taken the opportunity to build the foundation of a friendship. Your initial attraction is based upon a surge of emotions rather than who that person really is. Whether you are logical or emotional, logically, only through extended interaction can you truly determine if you have the compatibility to be friends with this person, much less an extended intimate relationship involving life challenges and issues. But all too often you have no control, or it may seem that way. If you are basing your compatibility on your initial surge of emotions, this may be why so many of your relationships fail to meet your needs. Issues also come into play in what you are attracting, and the patterns that you create within these relationships. It is important that you, as well as the person you are in the relationship with, have taken the time to get to know each other, understanding who you are inside and out. This means not just imagine what you want to project on others, but who you really are. Do not be afraid of allowing them to see who you are. You judge yourself. You see your faults, or what you perceive as faults. Having judgment of yourself has no purpose in this situation, as you will begin to hide aspects of yourself and become fearful and create negativity around the relationship. As you know, in the beginning of a relationship, you all try to project your best assets, or some of you try to determine what the other person wants you to be, and you try to become that, again, depending on your issues of judgment. This is why the beginning of a relationship can be full of illusion and deception. This is seldom an intentional deception, or it shouldn't be. But this deception can become your armor of protection against rejection, against abandonment. As you may have been abandoned or rejected in previous relationships, and you see that as a pattern that you are fearful of. And you don't want to chance that again. So you do not allow them to see the true you. And you do not learn to express your needs, fearing that your needs will be denied. You sometimes want so greatly to be loved that you rush to create in your mind a plan or fantasy of what this relationship could be, long before you have full awareness of who the person is. We understand your need for love. We understand the sense of loneliness that you experience when your life is empty of a relationship. But sometimes it is more beneficial to spend the time working with yourself, preparing you to be better equipped to be in the relationship, understanding your wants, your needs, your desires, so that you can demonstrate this need to others in a way that they can understand. Yet, all too often, you are not in touch with who you are or what your needs are in a relationship. By taking the time to get to know this person before you weave them into the future plan of your life, this may take time. You may even need to take the opportunity to decide if you really like them. Do you really like them? Not just lust after them or crave their touch or attention, but like who they are and their actions towards you. It is because of your lack of awareness and clarity that you often put yourself in situations of abuse, neglect, judgment, or control. This awareness is not just about them, it's also about you and your needs. Are you and your needs compatible with this person? Do you ask that when you go into a relationship? Or do you just get caught up with the illusion of what it could be? Is this person the one? Is this person your future partner? What will your life look like with this person in your life? Again, so often you get caught up with the what ifs. Considering the pressure of issue-related experience, what a relationship will go through, it is important for your partner to be your best friend. Relationships are seldom easy to be in. They create changes for you, changes for your life, and often changes for your family. For a long-term bond, it is essential for a best friend relationship to be built. If you cannot communicate with this person in a language that you both understand, as there is logical language and emotional language, understand that you have to be able to communicate your needs to this person, understanding their needs for a healthy relationship. But again, often we see you rushing in when you speak two very different languages, just assuming that the communication will not be important, when this could be one of the most major problems of the relationship, the lack of communication. The priorities in an intimate relationship should be that your partner is your best friend first and your lover second. Think about all that you require from a best friend relationship. In this type of relationship, the trials and tribulations of life are essential enough, stressful enough, and then you expand that stressful situation to include the experiences of your issues, the issues that occur within the intimate relationship, that occur within all intimate relationships. It's no wonder that few relationships hold up to the struggles you will endure through time, because you do not build a firm foundation. You do not have awareness of your strengths and weaknesses. You do not have awareness of your patterns and the negative beliefs that you struggle with. You do not have awareness of who you are. So you are unable to participate in this relationship and receive what you need from the relationship. You can understand how essential it is for a successful intimate relationship to have this strong foundation. And the initial explosion of attraction in the beginning is a start, but hardly the substance to build your future on. It will seldom carry you through a difficult struggle. The foundation that you develop must have good communication and trust to withstand the challenges of the many issues that you will each bring into the relationship. It is not just about your issues. It is about the issues, or what we hear you refer to as baggage, that the other partner brings to you. You will each play out your issues, your patterns of the past. And you must have a love that is strong enough to be the glue that holds you together through all of that, to understand where you are coming from. What is your past? Where is your pain? Where are the buttons that they must avoid pushing to keep from hurting you? But if you do not understand this about yourself, how can you expect a partner to understand it? And what do you know of your partner's issues? What do you know of their experiences, of their patterns, of their history? As we often see, everyone hiding the darkest parts of them, believing that that will go away when they have the perfect relationship. the perfect relationship from you, for you to learn from are your relationships of the past, are the relationship you are currently in. These are your opportunities to learn about you, to learn about your needs, to learn about your definition of love, whether through the inability of somebody to express that type of love to you, or your inability to receive it. Who are you? Do you ever ask yourself that question? Do not be afraid of having needs. You were created with these needs. These needs are your purpose. Having your needs met are your life purpose. So often, you come to us and ask us, what is my life purpose? You are your life purpose. Understanding who you are, understanding your needs, understanding your pain, understanding your fear. Who are you? Who is the whole package? As there is not just one aspect of you that will enter the relationship with a partner, all aspects of you will be present. The past, the present, and the future. It is up to you on what you create. It is up to you on how you heal the past so that you can have a future, so that you can create the relationship that you desire. What is the purpose of relationships? Don't you ask yourself that often? Why do I have to have one? Why do I yearn for one? What is it about me that I think I have to have somebody in my life? Those are the things we hear from you. A relationship is the classroom in which you learn about yourself, your beliefs, your wants, and your needs. In order to learn about yourself, you draw to you someone that you can have this exchange of lessons with. That is what a relationship is about. Do not look for perfection. Look for a love that will hold you together to have this experience. A love strong enough for that. Many relationships were agreed upon from a soul level. These are leftover resolutions from past lives. A relationship from a past life in which you did not have closure. We will expand more on those relationships at a later time. As part of your commitment to your life path, you must work through your many issues, experiencing them, learning about them, with the opportunity to heal them. This is where relationships come into play. Without relationships, there would be no opportunity for growth. Relationships provide you the opportunity to experience your issues through many different situations. What you often see as challenges in your life are actually opportunities to gain knowledge and expand your human consciousness. This is your purpose. As you learn more about yourself, you grow and hopefully begin making different decisions that will benefit you in overcoming the blockages of your life. These blockages are often belief systems that prevent you from receiving the love or the success that you desire and deserve. Your relationship experiences begin with your child-parent relationships. This is where you first begin experiencing your chosen issues, from your childhood experiences, emotional memories, patterns, and belief systems are developed. All of these are part of your life plan, as it defines who you are and what you will create within your future relationships. You may carry these patterns and belief systems throughout your life. Unfortunately, many of these patterns and belief systems are a negative aspect of them that create painful challenges throughout your life. These can be detrimental to the success and happiness of your life. And they often are. Until you gain awareness. But by gaining a better understanding of your issues, your patterns, and your beliefs, you can overcome many of the challenges of your life. Healing past relationships, healing present relationships, and empowering you to create a relationship of your desire. You will continue to experience the same issues in all of your relationships. Again, we do not limit the experiences to just the relationships, intimate relationships. As you may remember, in your past, in your childhood, your issues, which could be issues of trust, trusting that somebody's going to be there to meet your needs. Your issue of abandonment, fearing the abandonment, physical, emotional, or neglect from a loved one. Abuse. The emotional, physical, or sexual abuse from somebody you trust. The control. Control, when presented in a balanced way, can be very powerful. Yet, when control becomes abusive in taking away the power of others, or not being in power or control in your own life, is very detrimental. Judgment. With judgment in your life, a sense of separation is created. Whether you allow the judgment of others to demean you and take away your power, or it is your judgment of others that separates you from love, separates you from success, separates you from happiness. Judgment is often how you feel that you have to earn the love of others and not feeling deserving of love. Responsibility. How do you choose to take responsibility for others, enabling them not to take responsibility for their life and their choices? Or how do you fear the responsibility for fear that you will fail? The last issue that you may have chosen for this lifetime is the issue of love. Yet you all came here to experience love. This issue weaves through all of the other issues, connecting them all, linking them as a chain to the experiences that you have in your relationships. Because it is only because of love that you are in these relationships, because of your need to be loved, to be accepted, to be nurtured, supported, appreciated, and valued. Yet so often, you do not receive the love you need, the definition of love that you require. Or you perceive yourself unworthy of it and do not know how to receive it. These are issues that you will play out in all of your relationships. From your childhood relationships with parents, siblings, friends, to each relationship that you have, one or more of these issues will be a part of it, a part of your experience with that person. It can present a negative aspect within that relationship, or it can present something very positive. That is your choice. But it is typically not something that the child can understand in the early years. Yet it is up to you to decide what type of relationship you want for your life, what type of knowledge you desire about yourself, what changes do you want to make in your life to enable you to have a relationship that is healthy and supportive of your love. This is your choice. This is within your power. We hear people express their frustration in that they keep repeating the same relationship, only the faces change. Many of you are like this. You are stuck in the pattern of your issues. You are instinctively drawn to people that push all of your buttons to activate your issues, because that's how life works. That is the purpose of your relationships. Yet you cannot hide from them. You cannot deny yourself these relationships, or you are denying the advancement of your soul. Through awareness and knowledge, you can break those old negative patterns and finally receive the love that you want, the love you deserve and desire. It is available to you, but only through awareness. Only through the advancement of your soul. But it is your choice. You are powerful enough to create this. And Abraham, our group, our whole group consciousness, we are here for you. We have presented you with knowledge. Knowledge today, as we desire to continue with this knowledge. We continue with this knowledge through our weekly shows and through our books and our workshops. We offer you answers for you to begin creating all that you desire for your life. Next week, we will continue as we help you understand your relationships, the love that is within you, and how to find that love for self. We hope that you will join us as we continue focusing on you, empowering you to create all that you desire. I am Abraham.
To an end, but we hope you will join us each Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central at blogtalkradio.com. Because we realize that life gets busy, our shows are archived at lindadrakeconsulting.com. You can also find more information about the Group Consciousness of Abraham, our work, our books, and private sessions at our website.
The loss of an animal companion can be a painful and lonely experience. If you are grieving the death of a beloved pet, www.beloved-pets.co.uk can offer you a therapeutic and dignified way to create your own personal memorial for your beloved pet. At Beloved Pets, there is also a community of others to share your memories with and to receive the comfort and support that only another grieving pet owner can understand. Beloved Pets is where you honor your animal companion with your personalized memorial and celebrate the unconditional love that never dies. That's www.beloved-pets.co.uk.
Friends. Friends Don't Let Friends Go Into the Light Without Reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Longinus, book one of the Merlin Factor, tells the story of this centurion of Rome who is assigned to guard the crucified Jesus. But while watching Jesus, Longinus stabs him in the ribs with his spear, thus ensuring Christ's death. It's a simple act, but one that changes his life forever. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, follows the centurion's life from his love for the prostitute Irina to his mystical studies with the Druids of Gaul. But it also reveals Longinus' profound spiritual awakening through his druidic studies and the spear that speaks to him with the voice of Christ. Visit youtube.com/purplehazepress to watch the amazing trailer for this stunning novel. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, is available through purplehazepress.com.
White Horse, located at 3420 Lomas Boulevard in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Famous for offering beautiful items to please all six senses. Like one-of-a-kind dancewear, belly dance accessories, candles, incense, body products, books, music, oracle cards, and much more. White Horse now carries a full line of Vishali's books, CDs, clothing, and alcohol detoxifying jewelry and accessories. For more information, go to www.abqwhitehorse.com. White Horse, where body and spirit come together.